In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30. All systems are go.
Now this is going to be improvised. Usually we always have something to talk about. This is the first time ever you've sat there looking miserable going, I got nothing.
No, it's not so much that I got nothing. It's that I had stuff this morning and I didn't write it down and I've forgotten now.
You really are on the start of a disease where your memory goes. Do you know what I think the real reason
is? I'm just busy, that's all.
I think it's because you found out you're getting to interview Geddy Lee and you forgot to wear your nappy and you wet yourself, didn't you?
No, not really. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is he one of the only people you would actually fanboy over?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Although, I'd go with Neil Peart, the drummer, because I've never met him before.
Who do you think's the hottest woman on the planet for you?
My wife.
Apart from your wife? Come on, she's not listening.
You're right, she's not listening. I don't know. Probably Nancy Wilson, maybe?
Okay, Nancy Wilson.
Lizzie
hot.
Hale.
Would you fanboy over Geddy more than Nancy?
Well, yeah.
You would fanboy more over Geddy than Nancy Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah.
You really are weird.
No, that's not weird. That's I'm focused.
You're focused?
Have you not ever, grumpy.
Have you ever stalked? Have you ever stalked Geddy?
You know I have.
How bad? Was it like call the police bad?
No. I lived in Toronto for a year, and this is way before. This is when I was still dancing. I was at National Ballet of Canada, and I lived in Toronto. And, of course, the second you drive into Toronto, if you're a Rush fan, you're like, this is where Rush lives.
Yeah.
And I found out he lived in an area at that time called, I think it was Yorkville.
I think. He knows exactly where he lived.
Yeah, it was Maple Avenue.
Yeah.
Number? No, it wasn't me.
1263.
Anyway, I just sort of cruised by around the neighborhood trying to figure out which one was his. I never figured it out.
Yeah. He didn't wake up one day and find you in his underwear drawer there, sniffing.
No, I never found out where his house is. I mean, to be honest, I know that Brian May lives in the next village to mine, and I have no idea which house is his.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook, or Twitter.